Say that with me. 1, 2, 3. Here we go. The message is coming. There's a fishing net. And today's message, last week it was the huddle of fear. Today, it's the huddle of floundering. Can you say that with me? The huddle of floundering. Floundering. I want to talk about it today. What am I talking about? The huddle of floundering. We'll roll with the message, Raj. After Jesus resurrected, after He resurrected from the dead, He met with His disciples. And I want you to know this at least how many times? 4 times. Could be more, but at least 4 times Jesus met with His disciples after He resurrected. Now, the first 2 times we saw in our message last week. The first 2 times the disciples were huddled in a room, and they were huddled up in what? Fear. They were scared to death, and Jesus came to them. The resurrected Jesus Christ came to them in that room. Now, at both huddle ups, Jesus said to them, say these words with me. Peace be unto you. He didn't have a whole lot of words. When you're fearful, you need peace. He spoke right to the heart of the matter. They were scared to death because the Jews had just basically got the crowd into such an uproar and got the Romans to basically murder their leader. That's what happened. And they thought they were next. We're next. So they're scared to death. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were what? I believe bolted shut. The disciples were assembled, or they were huddled together for what? Fear of who? The Jews. They were scared to death. We're next, man. Our wives, our children, we're going to be massacred. And Jesus came and He stood, whoop, right in the middle of them. And He said these words. Say it again. Peace be unto you. Peace be unto you. And Thomas wasn't with the disciples at that first meeting. And so 8 days later, not because the disciples are all better and don't need Jesus anymore. Oh, they still needed Him because they're still scared. But this time Thomas is there. After 8 days, again, His disciples were within and Thomas was with them this time. Then came Jesus, the doors being what? I believe bolted shut. And He stood in the midst and He said unto them again, say it with me, peace be unto you. Same message. And Thomas had said, I won't believe unless I see Him. And so Jesus came and showed Thomas His hands and His side. And then He said this to Thomas. He said, Thomas, you believe because you see. He said, blessed are those who believe and don't see. And guys, that's us. And now we're moving with the message. So here are these disciples. They're in this room huddled up for fear. They're going to be sharing, they're going to be spreading the gospel of the world. Jesus said, hey, look, I got a job, okay? Here's my job. I came down on the cross, rose from the grave, and I'm going back to God the Father. I'm going to sit at the right hand of God the Father. I'm going to make intercession for everybody, okay? You guys, which is now us guys, you guys, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Tell the story of Jesus Christ. Tell my story. Tell it. Preach it, man. Let everybody know they're loved, that they matter, they have value, so much value that God gave His Son for them. That was the commission of the church and of the disciples. But they're not doing anything, man. They're stuck. And that's what fear will do to you. How many have been in that place before? You've been stuck because you're scared to death. I'm just scared, man. That's where they were. But Jesus spoke the perfect words when He said, peace be unto you. You know what He was saying? This is certainly my view, but I think it's solid. He was saying, I love you. Remember, the disciples had failed Him. They all failed Him. They all forsook Him and fled. They denied Him. Not just one denied Him. I think they all denied Him. When you turn your back on somebody, that's what they call that, denying. You hear me say yes or no? And Jesus was saying, when He said peace, guys, He's saying, I'm not angry with you. I'm here with you. I'm here with you, guys. Calm down. Boy, that must have felt nice. That's why the Bible says the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Amen. And then He says, as I, the Father sent me, so send I you. So He was saying, I believe in you. I believe in you. Man, they didn't believe in themselves. They were failures. They were chickens. They were scared to death. He says, I believe in you. I believe in you. And I believe Jesus was saying this, I want you. I didn't make a mistake when I picked you up along the shores of Galilee. It was no mistake for me to say, come, follow me. Sit with me if you know it, and I will make you fishers of who? Of men. So he's reassuring them. So now we've had two huddles. Y'all cool? I haven't put you to sleep yet, Ava. Two huddles. We've had two huddles. Both of them were huddles of fear. But now the disciples are beginning to what? And that's it, man. Jesus has got to get a moving. Would you move? Hello? Move. So they're starting to move. That brings us to today's message. The huddle of what? Floundering. They're moving, but wait a minute. Let's watch. There's a flounder right there. He has both of his eyeballs on one side of his head. I don't know if you've ever caught. How many ever caught a flounder? Okay, now I'm going to give you some. This is a great info I'm about to give you. Say these words, three words. All you got, come on, it'll help you. Fried flounder crisp. Ready? Can we do it one more time? Today or sometime this week or before you, if you're in Northern, please do this before you go home. Go to the fishery and say those three words. And add please. And say black beans and yellow rice. And all I know is when you're eating, you're going to be going, I love my pastor. Right now. My favorite thing to eat is really honest. If you ask me fish and where do I get it, it'd be the fishery, it'd be fried flounder crisp. That's the end of the story. Do I like it because it's a little cheaper on the menu? Well, of course I do. Of course I do. Why wouldn't I? I'm not crazy. Get that picture off of there. Get that. Go on, move it. Move it. Move it. Move it. Get that away from me. Making me hungry, man. So, why do I call the message today the huddle of flounder? Now, hang in here. It's going to move now. We're going to be okay. Well, I preach with a... Here's how I study. I use a King James Bible. It's an old black Bible. That's how I study. And I use... Number two thing I use is a Webster's Dictionary. I have other helps occasionally I use, but pretty much those are my two main things I use. The Bible, of course, the main thing. And then help me with some words sometimes because I'm from the country. When you look up the word flounder, guess what it says? Fish. But you know what it says right after that? To struggle. The word flounder means to what? The disciples are moving, but they're floundering. And so often that's what fear will do. Fear will scare you and it will stop you. And it did. It will cause you to be locked up and out of it. And they were. But peace, the peace of God, got them moving a little bit. But they were floundering. You understand? You'll understand better. Fear and failure and more fear makes it difficult to move forward. Keep looking. Defeat and despair are debilitating and then you become directionless. In your life, that happened to them. Floundering is movement. Floundering is movement. Imagine that little flounder. He flopping. Flop, 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 flop. But he ain't getting anywhere. He just flopping. You understand? Come on. Floundering is movement, but it's movement in my own strength. It's movement in my own ability. That's what I mean today in the message. The huddle of floundering. They're moving, but they're moving in their own strength. They're moving in their own ability. They're like a flounder out of water. Flop, 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 flop. They ain't getting anywhere. You understand? Keep looking. Floundering is not faith. Say that with me. Floundering is not faith. Faith is not seeing and yet believing. They're floundering. Oh, they're moving. Oh, they're flopping. We're going to see it in the story today. But it's not faith. Now, how did we get to John 21? We flipped the page. That's all we did. Jesus met with the disciples. Boom. Thomas wasn't there. Thomas was there. We flipped the page. We're in John 21. Simple, say. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias or the Sea of Galilee, or it's really Lake of Galilee. It's 6 by 13 miles. It's a big lake shaped like a harp, like you play a harp. That's the shape of Sea of Galilee. And on this wise, he showed himself again. So two huddles, and they certainly hadn't scored. Amen, say. Two huddles and they ain't in the end zone. And they're messed up. They were together, Simon Peter and Thomas. There's Thomas. And Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, James and John, and two other disciples. So most of the disciples are there. They've gone back to Galilee. You understand? That's where they're from. Simon Peter said unto them, say it with me, I go a what? So now you understand the title better today? The huddle of floundering. I go a fishing. What was Peter before Jesus called him to be a follower of him? He was a fisherman. You think he was good at fishing? Oh, yeah. His own ability, his own strength, you think he's pretty good at it? Yeah. So Peter says, I'm going fishing. They said unto him, because also many of the disciples were, not all of them were fishermen, but most of them were. They said, well, we're going with you. So they went forth and entered into a ship. The word is boat. They just entered a boat. Now look, when did they do it? He made a suggestion, and they did it when? Jesus has been telling them, guys, go in all the world. Guys, get with the program. They can't even move. See, because what Jesus wants them to do is going to take faith. What Peter asked them to do takes no faith at all. It takes their own ability and their own strength, and they can do that how fast? And that's what they did. Hope you're learning something as we walk. So they went forth into a ship immediately, and that night, night means a pretty long time. And that night, and they didn't do this. They didn't throw a line with a cork and a bobber while they drink a drink and have a good time. That's how we are here in Florida. Any day fishing, whether you catch nothing or not, it's a good day, ain't it? Well, it ain't if you're one of these jokers. Because they're throwing a cast net all night long, all, and they're catching weeds and slop and slime. I was at the docks yesterday down in Old Englewood, down at Indian Mound. And a guy, I'm over there with the little girls, and we had a little hike, me and the two little girls, and we had fun. There's Indian Mounds at Indian Mound. You just go to drop your boat in, but if you go over in the woods, there's these big mounds and oak trees, and the kids were climbing. So we end up going back to the dock, and there's a man and his wife from Jamaica fishing. His name was Sanford. I said, well, people call me Fred Sanford, like Sanford and Son, because I like junk, but anyway. And they were, I told him who I was, and he said, I thought it was you when I heard your voice. I listened to you on the radio. I was like, awesome, man. But he wasn't catching any fish. He was throwing that net, and there wasn't nothing but weeds in it. And that's what they were doing. They were catching nothing. All night long, working hard, grown men who were good at it. They're already messed up and defeated, and now they can't even catch any fish when they go back home. That's got to be depressing. So they go back to Galilee. They go back to doing what they did before they what? You ever done that? You ever been a follower of Jesus and following, and you got discouraged and down, and you just started going back doing what the old you used to do? Your own strength, your own way. That's sort of what happened here. And they caught what? Say that with me. They caught what? All right, let's learn a little bit. Here we go. We're going to the math board. Okay? You know they got new math for kids now, right? Abby's in the first grade, brings home first grade math. I'm pretty good at math, and I actually went to college, believe it or not. This new math I can't even do. I like old math, amen? Where you say something plus something equals something. That's what this passage says. Watch this. My own strength, that's what they were doing, plus their own ability, that's what they were doing, equals what? How many understand that kind of math? Yeah, good. Amen. I'm glad for the Bible, aren't you? Come on, keep it plain for me here. So that's what happened. I'm sure they were thinking, though, somewhere, don't they remember Jesus saying, I'm the vine, you're the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do what? Nothing. We're moving the story. Without me, you can do nothing. And I love this. Can you say this pretty loud? One, two, three. Come on. Jesus. You broke into the huddle. I coach some football a little bit. I'm able to help with Lemon Bay High School, the varsity team here, which is an honor for me. But there's nothing more exciting to the team when a little hot shot player can come off the sideline with lots of energy and infuse energy and excitement into that huddle, and a new play is coming in, and they can run an awesome play. Well, that's what Jesus did. He broke into this huddle, man. They're down to they're defeated, and here comes Jesus. Amen. Here comes a play. Here comes the main player coming into this huddle. Pretty exciting time for the disciples. Keep looking. But when the morning, not missing a verse here, but when the morning was come, Jesus stood on the shore. But watch it. But the disciples knew not that it was who? Oh, he was over there. He's watching them. That must have been funny. Wonder what words were coming out of their mouth after the 50th cast, not catching nothing. Then Jesus said unto them, children, have you any meat? You caught anything? And they answered him what? You think there might have been a word in front of no? I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Here we go. Give you a little hint here. I'm going to give you a hint. Some of you from up north, listen to me. I'm going to give you a hint. Some of these old-time Florida boy fishermen right here, you don't want to mess with them. Listen to me. I'm helping you. Don't go down to the end of the dock late at night, look in their empty bucket and go, did you catch anything? They will find you stabbed. Do you hear me? Worst thing a fisherman wants to hear after he's worked his tail off all night is, did you catch anything? No, they would be in the bucket! Come on, are y'all right? Now, stay with me. Floundering sounds like what? Doesn't it sound like fishing? Floundering sounds like fishing. But it ain't fishing. We flounder. We struggle in the Christian life. Floundering isn't faith, guys. Floundering is moving at your own strength and in your own ability. It sounds like fishing. It can sound like faith, but it's not faith unless you're moving in His strength and in His ability. Are you hearing me? Okay? These boys were what? Did Jesus call them to be fishers of fish, or did He call them to be fishers of men? They're fishing, but they're not really following. They're struggling, man. I don't know if you feel it. I see it. I'm feeling it. The huddle of floundering. Keep moving. Again, back to John 15. Jesus said, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in who? The day you and I, as Christians, as believers, as followers of Christ, go from faith to floundering, go from believing Him and trusting Him to believing in us and trusting us. I'm telling you, you're not going to see any results in your life, and you're going to stay in the mess. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Okay, we're just learning. Now, let me say something to you. Now, Jesus knows what? Bo knows football. You know, you see, Bo knows everything. Bo knows. But, hey, Jesus knows football. Amen? I mean, He knows football, too, but Jesus knows fishing. Jesus does know football. If I knew what Jesus knew before the football game, I'd be better. Here we go. But Jesus knows fishing. Jesus is the master what? Say that with me. Jesus is the master what? One more time to get on your nerve. Jesus is the master caster. What do we mean? He said, boys, did you catch anything? They said, no. And He said unto them, well, cast the net on the what? Right side. Now, I've got a right side of the boat you're going to find. I've got a quick question for you. How many thinks they probably already threw the net on the right side? I'm going to give you another tip. Don't come down here and walk down that dock late at night and tell that joker where you caught him. or how to do it. If he's been there for a while, he don't want to hear you. I'm just trying to help you. Here we go. So, he said, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find. Wonder if they looked at each other and thought. But interesting thing is, they cast the net. They did it. They did it. And now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of what? One cast from Jesus, where he said, was better than all the cast that they said. Remember that in your life. Are you floundering, or are you going to have faith? Are you going to struggle? Are you going to have faith? I'm not saying we don't have struggles in life, but you can add struggle to the struggle when you don't have faith. But if you're struggling, have faith. When you're struggling, don't become a flounder, okay? That's the message. That's what we're learning. Floundering is moving, but it's moving in my own strength, and it's moving in my own ability. And we only see who when we do that. If you're moving in your strength and your ability, and it's what you can do, and look at what I'm doing, or whatever it might be, you can only see yourself. And up to this point, they didn't know who was talking to them. They didn't know who that fellow was on the shore. They weren't that far away, but they couldn't see him. They only saw them. And that's what fear will do. How many have done that? You've had a bad situation in your life, and the devil, and you helped the devil. You just made it a whole lot worse than it ever was. It became just insurmountable in your mind. Let me see some hands. Come on. Y'all don't lie to me. There we go. Come on. We do that. We're our own worst enemy. We say, make a molehill into a what? Mountain. We do it. And so here they are. Now all he sees himself. They don't see the Lord. He's been there the whole time on the shore. Therefore, that disciple, when they caught all these fish, that disciple whom Jesus loved, John, said to Peter, it's the Lord! Has to be, man. Look at it. We've been here all night and caught squat nothing. One cast from whoever that was, it's the Lord. And when Simon Peter heard those words, it's the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked. Another clue. Listen, I got to stop. That's one reason I don't fish on the Sea of Galilee, right there. One thing that will stop me from fishing is a bunch of naked men on boats. Gary's out of there. I'm just saying. It's in the Bible. I'm just talking about it. So he cast himself into the sea. Hang in here with me. And the other disciple came in. The other disciples came in the boat. For they were not far from land. About 200 cubits. And they were dragging that net full of fishes. Just walking through the scriptures now. Jesus leads and Jesus feeds. You're going to starve to death out there doing it yourself. You need Jesus Christ. And I'll guarantee it. You live long enough, and you're going to need Him more than you ever needed Him. You're going to see people you love die, and you're going to die. Then what's up? Amen? Say. The struggles don't get less, folks. They increase. You need Him. I need Him. And as soon as they were come to the land, they saw a fire of coals, and there was fish already on it. And bread waiting. Had they failed the Lord? Yeah. Denied Him, hurt Him, fled from Him. But this is the God of the Bible. He loves them. He's there ahead of them. He has fish and bread waiting for them. But our mind says otherwise because we're crazy. You understand? Can you say, God loves me? You know, and for some in this room, that's a struggle because you don't know how He can. Because He's God. You're not. I'm not. He is. Amen? Aren't you glad? That's the message, man, of the Scriptures. As soon as they were come to land, they saw this fire of coals, fish laid on there. There was bread. Jesus said unto them, bring the fish which you've now caught. Not that I really need them, but anyway. Come on. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes. 153. 153. 153 fish in one cast. That's what he can do in one cast. When you can't do, and I can't do, squat all night. Get it? Yes or no? Faith is so much better than floundering. That's what I'm seeing. So many fish, 153, but the net was not even what? Broken. He can handle those details in your life and in my life. Just looking at the Bible. And I love these words. What did Jesus say to those disciples who had, you know, he met with them twice and they're still screwing up and they're still messing around. They're still not doing what he said, basically. What did he say to them? He said these words. Say them with me. Come and... One more time. Wow. That's what Jesus says to us when we're struggling. He didn't say, I hate you. He didn't say, go to hell. It's not what Jesus says. Are you listening today? He loves you with an everlasting love, the Bible says. Amen. He says he'll never leave me nor forsake me. That's what he says, right? Sure, loving me was his idea to begin with. Not me, loving him. Come and dine. And look at this. None of the disciples did ask him, who are you? Knowing it was who. When they were doing what they were good at, when they were doing what they could do in their own strength and their own ability, they couldn't see who he was. When they let go and let God, they could see him. It's the Lord. The question of who that is wasn't even a question. Wouldn't that be a good place to get in your life if you're fearful, if you're struggling? Wouldn't it be a good place to know? Wouldn't you like to see him again and hear his voice again and know him again? Wouldn't that be awesome, say? That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm feeling. Jesus then comes and takes the bread and gives them and fish likewise. Say this with me because this is the third huddle. Say it with me. This is now the third what? That's right. Third time. Huddle up! Third huddle that Jesus showed himself to the disciples after he was risen from the dead. So that's our message today, but hang on. Because John 21 ain't quite over. So you got that so far? Did you hear that part of the message? Well, there was one disciple in the Bible. I believe all of them denied Jesus. That's Gary talking. The Bible says they all forsook him and fled. That's in plain black and white English in the Bible. But only one is truly mentioned as denying him. What was his name? It was no. Denying him. Peter. Thomas doubted him. Peter denied him three times. Remember? Hello? Okay, hang in here. Hang on. So Peter denied him three times. Whose idea was it to go fishing? He's the leader, Peter. Peter's the leader. Who did Jesus say, Peter, I'm going to change your name from Simon to Peter. It's going to be rock, and upon this rock I'll build my church. Doesn't mean he was going to be the Pope. That was man coming up with an idea that's not true. I'm sorry to tell you that. It just meant to say that Peter said, you're the Son of the living God. He said, upon this rock I'll build this church. I'll never forget that truth. And also, Peter, you're going to be the leader. You're going to be the leader. You're the man, Peter, that's going to lead. Doesn't mean that you're better than the other men. Doesn't mean that these other guys have to ask you for forgiveness of their sins. And nothing like that. It just means you're going to be the leader. Say leader. So we have in the Bible how the leader denied Christ three times. Peter's in this story saying, I'm going fishing. Let's keep moving. And we're going to see something as we close. To move from fear and failure, it'll never be done by what? It will only happen by what? It'll only happen by faith. So we've learned that so far. The biggest hurdle we have to jump is our own crazy mind. Is that true? I'm my own worst enemy. What people say about me never is what gets to me. It's me thinking about what they said. Or it's me thinking what they said is true. You know what I mean? It's my own crazy mind instead of seeing myself in Christ. Hey, the truth of the matter is, I am a man. The truth of the matter is, I do struggle. That's the truth. Sorry. Okay? But I don't come to church so I can get my strength from me. I come and I have my faith so I can get my strength from Him. Okay? It's my own crazy mind that keeps me down, keeps me struggling. That's what was happening to the disciples. My mother, of course, I'll go home tomorrow. I'll be at her grave tomorrow afternoon about 3 o'clock. That's when I'll get to Rockingham. And my mother was murdered, shot by my stepdad. And so I loved her. I've never, ever gotten over it and ain't ever going to get over it. Because I loved her so much, she's with me every day. Amen. If you don't understand that, that's not my problem. Okay? So, these are some of my mother's words that she cross-stitched. I have a cross-stitch, and it says this: if we think we can't, we won't. When you live with the devil in fear of your life every day like she did, she had to have faith. She also said this: if we think we're beaten, we are. Peter denied Christ 3 times. Peter went back fishing on strength, on ability. Peter's the leader. Peter is hurting. Peter's messed up. He's struggling. And I'd like to finish the message just looking at the Bible carefully. And please watch these last words. Watch Jesus lovingly deal with Peter and move him from what? And failure to what? To me, I saw this years and years ago. And I don't know if anybody else sees this when they walk through the Bible like this, but it's something I saw. And I ain't never got off of it. So when they had dined, Jesus didn't say to all the others. He said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these fish? Perhaps more than this life, more than whatever. He said unto him, Peter speaking, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. I didn't ask you to feed the goldfish. You hear me? How many times did Peter deny Christ? 2nd time Jesus asked this question. He said to him the 2nd time, Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me? Lovest thou me? He said unto him, 2nd time, yes, Lord, you know I love you. He said unto him, feed my sheep. Not flounder. How many times did Peter deny? Jesus says to him a what time? Why is this in the Bible? Well, because Peter did deny him 3 times and because Peter was the leader. But I think they all denied him. I think this is in the Bible because we all do that and we all need to see this. You understand? Yes or no? Don't put yourself up and think you're all that because you ain't. You can say you hadn't denied him. You can say you're perfect. You're not. You can quote me on it. Got it? Say. Don't mean to be ugly to you. But this Peter was a good man. And he was worth the time Jesus took on him. And he was a leader, though his crazy mind said he's a nothing. Jesus had to dig it out of him. 3rd time. Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And Peter was what? He was grieved. I think because of the number what?
3.
He was grieved because he said the 3rd time, lovest thou me? And here's what I saw years ago, and it's really life-changing. And he said unto him, Peter said unto him, Lord, he added something that he hadn't said before. Lord, you know all things. Say that with me. Lord, you know all things. Can you say it one more time? Lord, you know all things. You know all things. And even if I am crazy in my head, even if I have given up on me, you haven't. And you can see inside of me what's really real, that I do love you. Even though others can't see it, they look at me as a denier. They look at me as a loser. But you know all things. You know all things. You know all things. You know all things. And you know I what. Did you hear that or not? Did you get that or not? Yes or no? Yeah, you ought to praise the Lord. That's a good word. Especially if you're struggling, listen to me. That's good. Come on. Listen. Yeah, but mama says I can't, and they don't think I can, and they think I'm no good, and whatever. Well, they ain't him. Did you hear me? Get your head up! Faith. Faith can do wonders in your life. Quit looking at them. Quit looking at you. Quit trusting in you. Look to him. Stop the floundering. Amen? I love this message. And Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Well, the rest is history. God, you know my heart, and you know I love you. Can you say that with me? God, you know my, and you. People get on to me sometime because on Sundays I don't have people come down front in front of all y'all to be saved. Every Sunday I give an invitation for people to trust Christ. Because you know why? God knows your heart. He knows your heart. He knows your heart. And where it says, if you don't confess Him before me, and I won't confess you before my Father, that ain't talking about walking down an aisle. That's talking about as you walk out of these doors. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Come on. So anyway, that's a little extra. But God, you know my heart, and you know I love you. That is absolutely liberating if you'll get that down today in your life. Are you hearing me? Floundering ain't going to fly. That's what we learned today. It's not going to fly. Why? Because trouble's coming. Trouble's coming. Trouble's coming your way. Look at what he told Peter. Verily, verily, I say unto you, Peter, when you were young, you girded yourself. And you walked where you wanted to walk. But when you're going to be old, thou shalt stretch forth your hands, and another shall gird thee and carry you where you don't want to go. This spoke Jesus, signifying by what death Peter should glorify God. And when he had thus said this to Peter, he said these two words. Say them with me. Follow me. According to historical teaching and record, Peter was crucified. And it's even said he was crucified upside down. And Jesus met him that morning on the shore because he knew the walk Peter would have would not work by floundering. Where I'm going to lead you and where you're going to go, there's going to be a lot of pain. You better have faith in me. But guys, that's the word for you. How many, just be honest with me, how many have seen some pain and you never thought you'd see the pain you've seen in your own life? Can I see your hand? That's a lot of hands in this room. You never thought of it as a little boy or little girl, did you? But there it came. Floundering ain't going to fly, is it? Got it, church? Yes or no? Am I beating this too hard, or do we get it today? I like the message. I think it was good. His last words were what? One more time? One more time? Amen. That's why we don't make Peter no pope. We follow who? Flat out. Because Peter was a man just like we're a man. Some men are called to lead us, right? Sure. And we'll follow. If they're following, if we're going down the right path, because we're going to keep our eyes on Him. Amen? That's the plan. Let's say the word again. Come on. Huddle up. Praise the Lord for His word this morning. Yeah, that's a great message today. Great! Great! I love that. Boom! That was good for me today. Come on up.